She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
Well, some NFL playoffs this weekend. A game we want to get a pick on from Mal. And she's on the phone. Mal, good morning.
Mal.
Hey, Mal.
Good morning, Keith.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm warm and toasty and not having to go to work today.
So oh, yeah, that's right. You told us that last week. You weren't ready for the back to full week of work here in the new year yet.
Right.
You still needed to take a day off this
right.
week.
Good for you.
I took yesterday off. We have Monday off. And it's like, well, I had one of those weeks where I actually could throat punch everyone I walked by. So it was best that I just stay home.
Mm-hmm. Well, corporate America, a kind, gentle place where you get four-day work weeks.
Right.
A little ice will do that to you, too. When it turning
absolutely.
Cold again is not made many of us very happy.
Just remember, it's killing the ticks.
The ticks?
Yeah.
Yes, Colleen, we saw a story that the cold kills off all the bugs during the summer.
So, good few freezes, some good deep colds means less buggy summer.
Well,
that's one way to look at it.
If I see one bug at all this summer,
yep,
it's on you, Cole. It's
too
on you.
Many.
All right.
There's a lot of bugs in Elkhart.
We know. You've talked about them.
Yeah, they're scary bugs. I think they're nuclear bugs. I think they wandered from somewhere scary.
One of the windmills.
Yeah. So, Mal, I know Kurt says you're sitting next to a big Viking fan at work. So here you go. You're going to pick the Vikings and Saints game for us on Sunday. And going on up in the Twin Cities.
Actually, he read that wrong. I said by a Saints fan at work.
Oh, you said by a Saints fan at work.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
So, I'm surrounded by Vikings fans. So,
got it. Okay.
So you're right, too, there. I mean, there's a lot of Vikings fans that corporate America, but more Packers fans, so I don't know what's worse.
I'll vote.
The Vikings fans.
No, it's the one sitting across from me.
No.
Yeah, the Vikings to me are kind of like Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
They're like little gnats, and they just bug me, and I don't like them, and I want to smash them.
Okay.
But not the hatred that I feel like for the Packers or the St. Louis Cardinals.
Right, no, that's a whole different world. I agree.
I like your pyramid of hate.
Oh, that's fabulous.
The base, though, is supposed to be bigger than the top.
That's true. Or else it falls down, which just all Bears fans are used to. But the thing, I actually like the Saints. They're the team I'm cheering for, so I probably just gave them the kiss of death right there. But the thing about the Saints is I love Drew Brees. He's on my top three favorite quarterbacks in the NFL right now, and I love what they've done this year. They needed a running game all these years, and they got one, which has opened up the passing game. They have a defense that's finally started to do something. They start out a little slow, but they're a really fun team to watch. Very explosive offense.
They are a different Saints team than what we've seen over the years. You're right. Defense is interesting.
Yeah. And Alvin Kamara, the rookie running back, kind of looks like Eazy-E running with the gold grill.
I know.
He's added a new dimension to that team that's just unbelievable. And Ingram has life. So he was supposed to be this great running back coming out of college, and he finally has done something.
Yeah.
That being said, the Vikings have been the surprise team of the NFC North, and everybody says anybody but the Packers, except Packers fans.
Uh-huh.
But they had Sam Bradford to start the season, and he got injured. And Case Keenum, the man with no neck, he has no neck whatsoever, if you know this.
I hadn't, but now I won't be able to stop looking.
I'm sorry, but every Vikings quarterback looks a little goofy. Sam Bradford with those giant, like, kid shoulder pads. He's like, I don't know how to wear these. And then Case Keenum's like, I can't move left and right without moving my whole body.
They are an awkward bunch.
And I know I have Aaron Rodgers, and he's goofy too. All right?
Yeah.
Well, we're not here to talk about
it. No, we're not. They're not in the playoffs this year. We're not talking about
that. I don't want to talk about the Vikings and how great they are.
And you have to live with one, and I'm sorry. That's just, they're annoying like the ISU fans right now.
Ooh.
No offense, Jennifer. I'm not talking about you, of course.
No, it's true, though. Dinner's done.
I love it. She's doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
That's horrible. the Vikings defense is just stout.
Yeah.
They're a great, you know, they played early in the year, the first game of the year, and killed the Saints. I don't care because they're two totally different teams. And I'll tell you this much. I don't analyze NFL games. I don't want to know. I know so much that I'm afraid if I look too deeply, I could fray my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll do it for the Super Bowl because that's what you got to do. But I'm just going with what I know and what I've seen. And in the no next quarterback and the running backs, Latavius Murray and Jerick McKinnon are stepping in where, well, obviously Peterson's long gone, but Dalvin Cook, the rookie or running back that got hurt early, they recovered from that. They've, you know, Kyle Rudolph, he's kind of got a little pea head for a big body.
I love Mal's analysis of every football player from the neck up. You must be proportionate to your size.
I know. My father taught me these horrible things to notice about people. And he looks like a little Fisher Price guy. You know what I mean? The little pea head. Anyway, yes. His helmet is bigger this year, so he looks like. Anyway, God. So, but the Vikings, they're gonna look to stack the box against the Saints, like everybody else has been doing, since the Saints' running game has been there now and making a difference. And the Panthers tried to do that, and they were pretty successful, from what I could tell. I mean, they lost,
yeah.
But you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Right.
But it did open up the passing game. That's kind of my point. The Vikings do score about 23, 24 points a game. They don't give up. I think they only allow, like, less than 100 yards per game. And the rushing game. So that tells me that Saints have to air it out. And the Saints have to put that little Mighty Mouse, Drew Brees, who I just love. He reminds me of that little Mac guy in, what's that, Punch-Out game?
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Yeah, he looks like little him, little Mac, or whatever his name is.
I remember that game, yes. But I can't remember the name of that guy.
Yeah,
it's back.
Poor Ken's going to be watching the game looking for no neck, knee head.
I know.
But it makes it kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 2 inches away from getting a Saints tattoo. It's temporary. But I'm going to be cheering like crazy for them. That doesn't mean I'm going to say that they're going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they'll be chanting Skol so loud at the Vikings Stadium. And it's just going to be annoying to the rest of us. I think that the atmosphere is going to be crazy. I just feel that somehow Drew Brees is going to turn a corner, and I think they are going to be able to unload the ball. On paper, it doesn't make sense. You would think that if you have a team that can stop the run and a team that needs the run, I would pick the Vikings. But I just have this feeling about the Saints' mojo this year, taking nothing away from the Vikings. They're an awesome team this year. But I think that's going to be a really close game, and I think the Saints are going to win this one 30-26.
Okay, wow. 30 All points right. against that defense. I don't know, Mal. I don't know about that.
She said it doesn't make sense.
Yeah?
Yeah, it doesn't. And the 30 against that defense, that's a great point, Ken. And the only reason I think Michael Thomas, wide receiver of the Saints, and Ted Ginn are going to light it up. I am concerned because Brandon Coleman, their other wide receiver's hurt. And it does concern me. But it just feels... It just feels that way to me. I don't know.
You just said the most convincing point to me. Ted Ginn is going to have a great game because he was on my fantasy team and he had a horrible season. So,
yep.
Of course, he's going to light it up
now
this
when it doesn't
weekend,
matter.
When it doesn't matter at
yep.
all. So, you're right. You're
Agreed.
Right. He's going to.
No, I had him on one of my teams, too, and it annoys me that he just. It's hard to watch now.
Yeah, it was awful. All right, Mal the Sports Gal saying it's the Saints to beat the Vikings this weekend. We'll see how it turns out. Of course, that game is the last of the four going on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Mal the Sports Gal on Facebook and also at Mal Sports Gal on Twitter. Have a great weekend, Mal.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Mal.
You too. Go Saints.
All right, bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, Winner 2.5.